Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 34, Navadweep, Episode 4, Why Chand Kazi Did Not Stop the Hare Krishna Movement. My dear maternal uncle, I wish to ask you another question. Please tell me the truth. Do not try to cheat me with tricks. In your city, there is always congregational chanting of the holy name, a tumultuous uproar of music, singing, and dancing is always going on. So as the Muslim magistrate, you have the right to oppose the performance of Hindu ceremonies, but now you do not forbid them, and I cannot understand the reason why. Everyone calls you Gaura Hari. Please, let me address you by that name. Now kindly listen, O Gaura Hari. And if you come to a private place, I shall then explain the reason. No, all these men are my confidential associates. So you may speak frankly, for there is no reason to be afraid of them. When I went to the Hindu's house, broke the drum, and forbade the performance of congregational chanting, in my dreams that very night, I saw a greatly fearful lion roaring very loudly, his body like that of a human being, and his face like that of a lion. And while I was asleep, the lion jumped on my chest, laughing fiercely and gnashing his teeth. Placing his nails on my chest, the lion spoke in a grave voice, "I shall immediately bifurcate your chest, just as you broke the mridanga drum. You have forbidden the performance of my congregational chanting. Therefore, I must destroy you." Being very much afraid of him, I closed my eyes and trembled. Seeing me so afraid, the lion then said, "I have defeated you just to teach you a lesson, but I must be merciful on you. On that day, you did not create a very great disturbance. Therefore, I have excused you and have not taken your life. But if you perform such activities again, then I shall not be tolerant. And at that time, I shall kill you, your entire family, and all the meat eaters." After saying this, the lion left. But I was very much afraid of him. Why? Just see the marks of his nails on my heart. After this description, the Qazi showed his chest. Having heard him and seeing the marks, all the people there accepted the wonderful incident. The Qazi then continued to speak. "I did not speak to anyone about this incident, but on that very day, one of my orderlies came to see me. After coming, the orderly said, 'When I went to stop the congregational chanting, suddenly flames struck my face. My beard was burned, and there were blisters on my cheeks.' Every orderly who went gave me the same description. After seeing this, I was very much afraid. So I asked them not to stop the congregational chanting, but to go sit down at home. Then all the meat eaters, hearing that there would be unrestricted congregational chanting in the city, came to submit a petition. The religion of the Hindus has now increased unlimitedly. There are always vibrations of Hari, Hari. We do not hear anything but this. The Hindus say Krishna, Krishna, and they laugh, cry, dance, chant, and fall on the ground, smearing their bodies with dirt. Vibrating Hari, Hari, the Hindus make a tumultuous sound. But if the king hears this, certainly he will punish you." Then I inquired from these Yavanas, I know that these Hindus by nature chant Hari, Hari. The Hindus chant this name Hari because that is the name of their God. But you are Muslim meat eaters. So why do you chant the name of the Hindus' God? Just try to understand. Sometimes I joke with the Hindus. Some of them are called Krishnadas, and some are called Ramadas, and others are called Haridas. They always chant Hari, Hari. I thus thought they would steal the riches from someone's house. But since that time, my tongue also always vibrates the sound Hari, Hari. I have no desire to say it, but still my tongue says it. I do not know what to do. Sir, please hear me. Since the day I joke with some Hindus in this way, my tongue chants the Hare Krishna hymn and cannot give it up. I do not know what mystic hymns and herbal potions these Hindus know. So after hearing all this, I sent all the Malechas back to their homes. Then, 5 or 7 non-believing Hindus then approached me. Coming to me, they all complained. Nimai Pandit has broken the Hindu religious principles. Nimai Pandit has introduced the Sankirtan system, which we have never heard from any scripture. Of course, when we keep a night-long vigil to observe religious performances for the worship of Mangala Chandi and Vishahari, playing on musical instruments, dancing and chanting are certainly fitting customs. Yes, Nimai Pandit was previously a very good boy, but since Nimai has returned from Gaya, he conducts himself differently. Now, Nimai Pandit loudly sings all kinds of songs, claps, and plays drums and hand cymbals, making a tumultuous sound that deafens our ears. We do not know what this Nimai Pandit eats, which makes him become mad, dancing, singing, sometimes laughing, crying, falling down, jumping up, and rolling on the ground. This Nimai Pandit has made all the people practically mad by his always performing congregational chanting. At night, we can hardly get any sleep, for we are always being kept awake. Now, Nimai Pandit has given up his own name, Nimai, and is introducing himself by the name Gaura Hari. Nimai Pandit has spoiled the Hindu religious principles and is introducing the irreligion of non-believers. Why, even now the lower classes are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra again and again. Oh, for this sinful activity, the entire city of Navadvip will become deserted. For according to Hindu scripture, God's name is the most powerful hymn. But if everyone hears the chanting of the name, then the potency of the hymn will be lost. Sir, you are the ruler of this town. Whether Hindu or Muslim, everyone is under your protection. Therefore, please call Nimai Pandit and make him leave this town of Navadvip. After hearing all of their complaints, in sweet words I told them, "Now, please go back home, for I shall certainly prohibit Nimai Pandit from continuing his Hare Krishna movement." Purport to this section by the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes demoniac non-believers, not understanding the potency of the holy name of God, make fun of Vaishnavas when Vaishnavas chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. this joking is also beneficial for such persons. In the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is indicated that the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even in joking or in the course of ordinary discussion or in indicating something extraneous or even in negligence, is called Nama Abhasa, which is chanting that is almost on the transcendental stage. This Nama Abhasa stage is better than Nama Aparada. Nama Abhasa awakens the supreme remembrance of Lord Vishnu. When one remembers Lord Vishnu, he or she becomes free from material enjoyment. Thus, one gradually comes forward towards the transcendental service of the Lord and becomes eligible to chant the holy name of the Lord in the transcendental position. The word Pashangi refers to non-believers engaged in fruitive activities and idolatrous worshippers of many demigods. Pashandis do not believe in one God, the Supreme Personality, Lord Vishnu. Pashandis think that all the demigods have the same potency as Krishna. The definition of a Pashandi is given in the Tantra Shastra. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatai Samatve Naiva Viksheta Sa Pashandi Bhaved Dhruvam. The Pashandi is one who considers the great demigods, such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Asammaudva. In other words, no one can be equal to or greater than Krishna. But Pashandis do not believe this. Pashandis worship any kind of demigod, thinking it all right to accept whomever they please as the Supreme Lord. The Pashandis were against the Hare Krishna movement of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now we see practically that present-day Pashandis also do not like our humble attempts to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. On the contrary, these Pashandis say that we are spoiling the Hindu religion because people all over the world are accepting Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the version of Bhagavad Gita as it is. The Pashandis condemn this movement, and sometimes they accuse Vaishnavas from foreign countries of not being bona fide. Even so-called Vaishnavas, pseudo-followers of the Vaishnava cult, do not agree with our activities in making Vaishnavas in the Western countries. Such Pashandis existed even during the time of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they continue to exist. So despite all the activities of these Pashandis, however, the prediction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will triumph. Prithivi te ache jata nadaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mora nam. In every town and village, the chanting of Lord Chaitanya's name will be heard. No one can check the spread of the Krishna consciousness movement, because upon this movement is the benediction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the list of offenses in the matter of chanting the holy name of the Lord, it is said, Dharma Vrata Tyaga Hutadi Sarva Shubha Kriya Samyam Api Pramada. To consider the chanting of the holy name of the Lord equal to the execution of some auspicious religious ceremony is an offense. Because according to the materialistic point of view, observing a religious ceremony invokes an auspicious atmosphere for the material benefit of the entire world. Materialists therefore manufacture religious principles simply to live comfortably and without disturbance in executing their material activities. Since they do not believe in the existence of God, they have manufactured the idea that God is impersonal. And of course, to have some conception of God, then one may imagine any form. Thus, they respect the many forms of the demigods as different representations or manifestations of the Lord. Such persons are called Bahu Ishvara Vadis, or followers of thousands and thousands of gods. They consider the chanting of the names of the demigods an auspicious activity. Great so-called swamis have even written books saying that one may chant any name, Durga, Kali, Shiva, Krishna, Rama, and so on, because any name is all right for invoking an auspicious atmosphere in society. Thus, they are called Pashandis, unbelievers or faithless demons. Such Pashandis do not know the actual value of chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. Foolishly proud of their material birth as Brahmanas and their consequently higher position in the social order, they think of the other classes, namely the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, as lower class. According to them, no one but the Brahmana can chant the holy name of Krishna, for if others chanted the holy name, its potency would be reduced. Thus, they are completely unaware of the actual potency of Lord Krishna's holy name. The Brihannaradiya Purana recommends Harer Nama, Harer Namaiva Kevalam, Kalao Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyapa. For spiritual progress in this age of Kali, there is no alternative, no alternative, no alternative to the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. Pashandis do not accept that the potency of the holy name of Krishna is so great that one can be delivered simply by chanting the holy name, although this is confirmed in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Kirtanad eva krishnasya muktasanga parang vrajet. Thus, any man from any part of the world who practices chanting the holy name of Krishna can be liberated and after death go back home, back to Godhead. The rascal Pashandis think that if anyone but a Brahmana chants the holy name, the potency of the holy name is vanquished. According to their judgment, instead of delivering the fallen souls, the potency of the holy name is reduced. Believing in the existence of many gods and considering the chanting of the holy name of Krishna no better than any other hymn, these Pashandis do not believe in the words of the Shastra. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Namaiva Kevalam. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms in his Shikshashtaka, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. One must chant the holy name of the Lord always, 24 hours a day. However, the Pashandis are so fallen and falsely proud of having taken birth in Brahmana families, they think that instead of delivering all the fallen souls, the holy name becomes impotent when constantly chanted by lower class men. Significant are the words Krishnara Kirtana Kare Nicha Bada Bada. This indicates that anyone can join in the Sankirtan movement. This is confirmed in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by Shukadeva Goswami himself. Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha Abhira Shumbha Yabana Kasadaya. This is a list of the names of Chandalas. The Pashandis say that when these lower class men are allowed to chant, their influence is enhanced. They do not like the idea that others should also develop spiritual qualities, because this would curb their false pride in having taken birth in families of the elevated Brahmana caste with a monopoly on spiritual activities. But despite all protests from so-called Hindus and members of the Brahmana caste, we are propagating the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world according to the injunctions of the Shastras and the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, we are sure that we are delivering many fallen souls, making them bona fide candidates for going back home, back to Godhead. The word Thakur has two meanings. One meaning is God, or a godly person, and another meaning is Kshatriya. Here, the Pashandi Brahmanas address the Chandkazi as Thakur, considering him the ruler of the town. The Pashandis went so far as to request the magistrate, or Kazi, to have Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expelled from the town because of Lord Chaitanya's introducing Harinam Sankirtana. Fortunately, our Hare Krishna movement all over the world, especially in the civilized worlds of Europe and America, has become very popular. Generally, no one complains against us to have us removed from a city. Although such an attempt was indeed made in Melbourne, Australia, but the attempt failed. Thus, we are now introducing this Hare Krishna movement in great cities throughout the world like New York, London, Paris, Tokyo, Sydney, Melbourne, and Auckland. And by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything is going on nicely. People are happy to accept the principle of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and the result is most satisfactory. Recorded January 12, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.